This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters may face a significant decision about taxes this fall. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
An initiative proposed for the November election would limit the growth of property taxes to 3% annually for many Colorado owners. Language for the measure was approved on Wednesday. The supporters would have to gather about 125,000 signatures to get the constitutional amendment on the ballot. It's backed by the influential business nonprofit Colorado Concern and a bipartisan pair of state lawmakers. However, progressive groups say that it could put a long-term pinch on state services like education. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado could eliminate sales tax for diapers and menstrual products under a new bill that cleared the House Thursday. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Supporters of the bill say essential products like tampons and adult incontinence underwear shouldn't be taxed. Backers argued these taxes especially burden low-income women and families and seniors living on fixed incomes. Legislative analysts estimate the tax exemption would cost Colorado about $11 million each year, but local governments could still choose to tax the products. The measure next heads to the Senate. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. And if you want live updates on what's going on in the Capitol, you can follow Benta and Andrew on Twitter. Benta is at Benta Berklund and Andrew Kenny is at Andy KNNY. It's 106.